Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your hosts, Mr. Brown Sugar and Miss F the N-word. We, of course, would love to hear from you. So give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Social media, we got you. You can ask to jump into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, myself or Mr. J. He of the shiny expenditures will add you. Once again, myself or Mr. J, he of the shiny expenditures will hook you up, get you in the group, and pretty much anywhere you see Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back, and we can talk taste. Follow whatever, we'll follow you back. We love conversing, or as Miss F the N word says, conversating with you. Also, we have the Blog Talk chat room open, as well as the Smooth Drama chat room, so you can jump into either one. Normally, the Smooth Drama chat room, it's a tad bit bigger conversation. And that's on our website, www.smoothdrama.com, where you can find out about me and Miss F the N-word. So, without further ado, of course, we always talk about the apocalypse. But you know what? We're going to talk about scientists in the apocalypse tonight. At least in this first segment, we will. Because I just saw scientists are stepping out. You know what? They just ain't going to talk about COVID. Nah, they talking about other stuff. So, Miss F N word, guess what? Scientists say there is a color that instantly makes you more attractive.
My mom says that? My color is red.
Uh-oh. Guess what? Your mom is correct. Yeah.
Hey.
It says, the research says that attraction includes an intangible X factor. Apparently, if you're wearing red, you're more attractive to people. So, you know what I did? I was like, because I was going out today, I read this after I got dressed and all that, because generally, not trying to put pictures out there, but generally, I wear underwear when I go outside, right? So I had put on underwear before I had read this, or I would have put on my red underwear and wore my red tank top.
Why would that make a difference? People can't see you in your underwear, or they might be able to see your red. What?
It's subliminal. Subliminal.
No, I think you actually have to be wearing that color.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So I'm not only with I have my red tank top on, right? Because I have a reversible basketball tank top. It's red on one side and blue on the other. So I immediately flipped it. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be attractive today. And so I put the red on.
Nice of you.
I thought about flossing really, really hard and have my or drink some Hawaiian punch and have like the red on my teeth, but I was like, that's probably too much.
Red on your teeth?
Just to be red. I was just thinking, like, you know what? Let's just be red. Let's just go for it.
I don't think that means red teeth.
That was just thoughts. You know, sometimes you can put stuff out there, but then you're wrong. And so I figured really, really quickly, yeah, the red teeth thing, probably not a good look. So I scaled back on that. And so that was me. I was like, you know what? These scientists can't be wrong because they're scientists. So I put my best red foot forward.
Well,
I felt really good too. This came from the University of Rochester. Just if anybody wanted to know where it came from. The color red, it says the color red increases women's physical attraction. And this is the point that I missed. I forgot to put it out there. It says wearing and being surrounded by the color red increase the physical attraction. That's why I was like, man, if I had wore my red, I've been surrounded in red. That was it.
So wearing it, and so how do you surround yourself in the color red if you're not wearing it?
Well, maybe you're just bleeding. I don't know. They didn't go in depth into that part. They just put that out there. Surrounded. Isn't that interesting? No. I'm the only person that thought it was interesting. Okay. All right. Scientists also, and this is one I know you'll love. Miss FDM word. Scientists find a way to plant ideas in people's dreams. So there's a stage where it's so-called targeted dream incubation. This was done at MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They're guiding people's dreams toward particular themes by repeating information during the earliest stage of sleep. This stage is known as hypnagogia or gagia.
Mm.
And it's associated with dreams about psychedelic phenomena. And so they have this wrist-worn sleep tracking device called the Dormio. And, you know, if you're somebody who wears a Fitbit or any other device along those lines, they all fit the same scenario. And so they use that system to induce a dream, one about trees, and in another sequence, they used it to induce a dream about the chocolate fountain from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
Yeah, and they said that they were successful. So,
okay.
Now you know, it seems weird or whatever, I don't know. But if you think about it, you know how we talk about, you talk about stuff and then something in that thing kind of appears, like you'll see it on your phone, or you'll see it in your social media, you're on the computer or your tablet, whatever device you use, you just see whatever you were talking about, right? And then you say, huh, are they listening? But then at the same time, are they broadcasting it to you so that you'll think about it, dream about it?
Okay.
No thoughts? You know, doesn't concern you in the slightest?
I mean, I don't know. You said it's psychedelic?
Well, I'm influencing your dreams, basically. So, for example, if I'm connected, like let's say you're a person who has a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say that your smartwatch, or like I said, there's a Fitbit. There's all kinds of different devices that gauge where you are, whether you're sleeping, how long you sleep. And so maybe that device, while you are in the middle, well, at the beginning of your sleep, the hypnagogia stage, maybe they are transmitting some information to shape your dreams.
You know, I don't know, because I do use, I don't know if you've ever heard of the app Calm. It's a meditation app.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do use affirmations when I sleep at night, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a psychedelic, like a drug type thing, because when you said psychedelic, whatever you said,
psychedelic
immediately.
No, it's psychedelic phenomena. See, because remember, the drugs alter your
sensory. Your mind, but then there's some effects to that because it's drugs. So
right, but this is, I mean, we're sound waves. And so, as a coder, coding has the message underneath the message. So, for example, in web pages, in web design, we call them meta tags or comments. Those meta tags or comments, they're on the web page, but can't be seen by just looking at the web page. You have to be a developer and look at the code and know where to look and find it. So there's subliminal stuff. So, for example, I've made websites and you put funny comments in there. We used to do it in class when I was learning web design in college, where we would talk about my website's going to be greater than yours and all kinds of jokes, and we were reading each other's meta tag comments. It was kind of funny. Now,
but you can only read them if you're familiar with web design?
Well, yeah, because you have to look at the code.
Because
it's hidden in the code. It's comments in the code. So if you can read code, you know. Now, there could be some people who could, in a sense, maybe you speak a different language. So for example, if I wanted to, I could send secret messages to you via a code that we have established. And instead of, like, text or whatnot, you could technically look at the code in the web page and get messages every day by just looking at code, depending on what your type of communication. So if you wanted to communicate incognito, you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you have to be familiar with all that. So if you don't know, you don't know.
Right. So you, that's why I said it, it's something that, that you would put out there. So what these scientists are doing, they're planting ideas in people's dreams. So they're pushing people. And it's the same thing with the tags. It's subliminal. It's on the low. It's there's the ads on the surface, and then there's what beneath the surface. That was all. Not that people believe in that kind of stuff and those kind of things exist.
I think if you're open to that, then it's possible. I think, but if you're open to it,
okay.
You know what I mean? I think that with anything, if you're open to it, you're susceptible to it. I mean, you know, that's how cults happen and things like that. But
no,
I mean, if you're not
being open.
What?
No, it has nothing to do with being open. It's what it is. I put it in the webpage. You love bananas. You love bananas. Maybe you'll crave bananas. Maybe you won't. I don't know. Like you say, you talk about being open. Yeah, that's true in a sense. Or maybe
I'm allergic to bananas. So then no, I don't like bananas. So I'm not going to say I can't eat bananas. So. So if you're putting that as a message for me, I'm not going to be open to that because
I can't. I'm trying to kill you. In other words,
yeah. So then I'm gonna be more on guard, and so that's gonna close me up. When you're on guard, you close, you shut down. So no.
All right. Okay. Good point. I'm just saying that's how it happens. Now, yeah. But, you know, we continue on with our theme about scientists. They said scientists picked who the 10 most handsome men in the world are.
Okay.
So I had my suspicions. Kind of figured that it would be slanted a certain way. And it was.
Yeah.
So I clicked through. Normally you don't click through, but I clicked through, and so it was 8 white men and 2 black men.
Ooh. Who were the 2 black men? Idris Elba and Denzel Washington.
You were 50% right there.
Oh,
Idris Elba.
Oh. Who's the other
and Kanye West.
What?
first,
what is this again? What is this again?
It was scientists.
The what man?
The scientists say the 10 most handsome men in the world. And they were giving their reasons. I saw it. I just laughed. You know, Ryan Gosling, Brad Pitt. You know, they were
Yeah,
right.
Same old.
Right. And then they threw in Idris Elba and Kanye West. I'm like, so automatically to all my Asian and Mexican and Native American homies out there, yeah, just throw your middle fingers up. They said y'all ugly.
Yeah.
You ain't even got. You couldn't even get representation for one. It's kind of funny, but not funny, but funny nonetheless. It's like, so we couldn't get one. Apparently not. So yeah.
I already knew Idris Elba. I mean, it's the same. I'm surprised about Kanye. That would be like, that's the conversation. That's a conversation starter.
Well, I mean, it's scientists, right? So generally, people don't really listen to scientists. I mean, not because that they're wrong, But generally, if scientists are talking, if you aren't really, really interested in that subject matter, it's googly gum. It's like Charlie Brown, right? The teacher. It's like that, right? Because that's, unfortunately, that's what happens in the field of science. If you're not into that field of science, anything they say, for the most part, yep, you can go like 2-3 minutes, maybe 5. Then after that, it's all downhill. So this is the scientists coming out. Like, we're going to put it out there. But
okay,
they did say something.
Thank you, scientists.
Oh, wait, we're not done. We got one more case from scientists. Scientists actually talk about the apocalypse, or one of the reasons for the apocalypse.
They said, one of the reasons.
Right. So genes inherited from Neanderthal ancestors may be involved in some cases of severe COVID-19 diseases. And this is for researchers in Germany.
That Neanderthal.
Yeah. If you had severe case of COVID, you may or may not be part Neanderthal.
What? May or may not? I mean...
Well, according to the German scientists, if you had a severe case of COVID, more than likely you have Neanderthal ancestors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of hard to say. I mean, people who got infected before March, before they were even testing, wouldn't know. I mean, you don't know whether you had COVID or not. You were just told you had a bad case of the flu. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you had all the symptoms.
Neanderthal.
Well, I'm a Neanderthal then, because I had it.
All right. Well, there you go. So now you know that you're part of that line of the Flintstone line. So either you came from Fred Flintstone or you came from the Barney Rubble line.
Oh.
Trace your ancestry all the way back.
All righty then.
You don't even have to do that 123me in ancestry.com. You can just watch the cartoon. And just pick one. I made it easy for you.
Well, thank you.
No. Okay.
Well, I'd like to know if I'm Barney or Fred, though.
Yeah. So when you look at the personalities, and you think about all the memes that have been done from Fred and Barney, you have to start thinking which category you think you fall under.
I don't know. I mean,
you don't know.
I would probably lean towards Barney.
You leaning toward Barney? You
yeah,
think you
I'm
come from Bam Bam?
I'm not as grumpy as Fred. I'm not as grumpy as Fred.
Okay.
Fred was grumpy.
Fred was grumpy. Yeah.
Yeah, he was grumpy. Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to, now we're going to do our dumbass of the week. All right, so dumbass of the week is this dude who was charged with fraud after he sought more than $6 million in payroll protection loans. What made it stand out a little bit more? All the companies that was fraudulent that he created were named after Game of Thrones characters. So, Tristan Bishop Pan of Garner, North Carolina, he created fraudulent applications, 14 of them, 14 companies, Khaleesi LLC, Nightwatch LLC, White Walker LLC, among the different, yeah. So he was a big Game of Thrones, and so he just thought, I can get this money. They won't really check. Nobody would catch Khaleesi LLC, Night's Watch, which are characters in Game of Thrones. It's like, you're going to pick one of the most popular shows in the history of TV to try to slide some fraudulent stuff through. Not very intelligent.
Yeah.
Might have got away with it if you'd have used anything else, but Game of Thrones. So he sought 6.1. He received 1.7 in benefits. So, as a small business owner, I'm like, so this dude naming his company after Game of Thrones characters can apply and get money. Real businesses can't. Yep. Shout out to Tristan Pan. You a G, homie. You a G. I hope they don't treat you that bad in the clink. I hear.
Does anybody get treated good there?
No. I mean, so maybe the tale of his first interaction with individuals isn't as negative as I hear it is. Everybody has that welcome to prison moment. Hopefully, Mr. Pan's welcome to prison moment. Well, yeah, it's probably going to suck. It's probably going to suck. And on that note, we're going to go on break. This is EPMD. So what you saying?
The employers of the year, we back to work. I took the time off. My other rappers got dressed due to the fact they whack and they're fat. And after they go back in the back, cause they lack the ingredients. EPMD is scratch and sad. Yo, I'm the hip hop from Puzzle, so shocked. Now I'm gonna be against the microphone doctor. One of the records, one of the stories, and then we're getting ready to get it. We don't play it when it's time to switch. I'm gonna get a cup from my homie. Yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the bombs are packed. And wait for a second to jump up to the chat. I'm gonna be the master in the MC field. No respect to 87, 88, you real. Stop it, you get loose. When it's time to perform. The rap is fucking like mom. You know, that's what it's for. Back to second time. One of the different assignments. Do a fucking new jack. Leave the rap in the line. It's time to scream and cry. When it's time to do a show. The girls is on my job. Go my door to the chair. As I glance and double. Take my microphone record. Turn on my clothes and play my checkers. Cause the ladies
and more party goers. Some call me king, another slow thrower. Brothers on my job, all the way I hold the beat with fear. That's what you say. Putting heads to bed, spread out some box in the face. Cover not seen as a stock, I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying, catch it up here in my way. I'm not playing. Taking no shortcuts on vital signs. Just the top of my line, now I'm getting in line. Deny your knives, because the fire is mine. Take it back every line. Take a stroll, turn to rock and roll. As a musician, there's a role. Cause I choose to refuse the spot. But I'm back, I'm taking a chance, yeah. So I'm on a shot, with knick-knack. How do you act if I won't laugh? Oh, my darling, and then Delhi gets trapped. While I'm playing, who's explaining? The suck is lame. I'm out of the trenches, where the focus is lame. Cause with a partner like a couple, don't come without a gun. I can't tell the thing, but you can call the turn. Cause I've been climbing the charge, and the nose has a system. What is all I shot for? I'm gonna kick a system. Like I'm out, you got to chill them all. It's in the footage. People around town talking this and that. How it sounds like a heart. And I'm in this track. Drop it out, shoot the business, and you throw me the phone. 3 days later, now I'm in this room. So what you saying? Now 40 people who die, but yeah, triggers are not laughing down to the air. It's all the people he likes to get. Yes, the boy who wants to run around. So hot, that you can say I'm waiting on the dance to get a show. I am.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was EPMD. So what you're saying, the callback number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right. So, guess what, Miss FDN-word?
What, Mr. Brown Sugar?
Subway bread ain't bread.
What?
Yeah, according to Ireland's Supreme Court, they ruled that bread sold by Subway contains so much sugar that it cannot be legally defined as bread.
Well, I already knew that. Bread is no longer bread. It's been that way for quite some time. But, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist as far as food is concerned. So I know that most of our food is genetically modified. So,
yeah. So
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So apparently there was a panel of judges who, because it was a tax issue, they said that Subway has a sugar content of 10% of the weight of the flour included in the dough. Thus, it exceeds the 2% specified. And so apparently the law over in Ireland makes a distinction between bread as a staple food and other baked goods, which are or approach confectionery or fancy baked goods. So, of course, Subway said, hey, we ain't paying that tax. Our bread is bread. It just got more sugar than bread. That's all. So yeah. You got that sweet bread.
Hmm.
Thought that was kind of funny. Bread
they call
and
it
bread.
Additives and preservatives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit. Yeah, that extra. I wonder, why do you have the excess sugar? Maybe they preserve it, or is sugar a little bit more addictive than
it is.
A little extra. I thought it was interesting. Yeah. And so, of course, people have that choice. But the Irish Supreme Court was like, nah, that shit ain't bread. Apparently, y'all trying to sell us donuts. Under the guise of it being bread. It's all right. So, I was going to ask you this. I saw something that it's off the beaten path, right? They were talking about a sex cult. They were talking about a Claire Bronze man who spent millions of dollars into a so-called sex cult. And so what this cult, they said she gave over $100 million to the Nexivum group, in where they said the women were turned into sex slaves and branded with initials of its leader, Keith Rainier, who they called Vanguard or Grandmaster. All right. So they you know, looking at giving her time because of her role in what they call this sex cult. But you know, I'm reading through it, but there are no minors involved. I was waiting to hear, they was doing human trafficking. They were doing some slavery. But there was no slavery. She got 6 years in prison. It kind of seems like it. She got 6 years though.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've always, you know, after you think about like Jim Jones and David Koresh and, you know, any other person that is like you talk about, I can't remember his name. He was the Utah guy who had the polygamy thing. He's in prison now.
Right.
But, you know, they said his situation was a cult situation. And so is having a cult against the law?
I've never really looked into it.
So,
well, I mean, so, see, but then you start talking about the slippery slope of what is a cult? You know, because a cult is a group of people. We say a cult is a gang, right? And so gangs have initiations, secret societies have initiations, because we have what? We've got Masons. You got all kinds of secret societies. We've got fraternities. We've got sororities. And, you know, those are people who have initiations and all that, and they have their traditions. What you designate a cult and what makes you a cult leader, I mean, because they talked about everybody has a tattoo of their leader. And I'm like, don't Greek fraternities have tattoos of their fraternity?
Yeah.
On? Okay.
Some of them do, yeah.
Yeah.
Branding,
I mean,
tattoos, yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that. I was, because because the R. Kelly case comes up too. But go ahead.
Are you getting it willingly or is it forced upon you? Because that's the only difference I can think of. So is it like a brainwashing? Because if it's a brainwashing, then yes, I can see where it's illegal because it's not at your will.
Yeah.
Is it willful? So if some of them are there willfully and some of them aren't, then that's the problem. So then I think that's where it's hard to distinguish between, you know, like a cult and like not a cult. Because like with the guy in Utah, God, I wish I could remember his name, a lot of those women were not there willfully because they had grown up in it. So they had been brainwashed as children to think that what they were doing was right. But then when they got older and realized that it wasn't right and it's not what they wanted, they still had to be there.
Yeah.
So that's where the problem comes in.
Well, right. Then that's what I'm saying. That I have my problem with this is, I mean, she got charged. Apparently, she was charged with conspiracy to conceal and harbor an illegal alien for financial gain and fraudulent use of identification. So ultimately,
they didn't charge anything with sex or nothing like that. So
no, right? But you know they talked about this Nexivim and how it, you know, it was the sex cult. And I was just, you know, I'm curious, like you, what makes a cult a cult? Because if people believe in a like-minded philosophy and society doesn't agree with it, then you become a cult. I'd be scared because
that's when you're depraved and you're, you know, because I think that's the only, I mean, if she wasn't charged with any kind of sexual misconduct, then them even talking about it being a sexual cult is kind of irrelevant in a way. I mean, unless she was, you know, like with animals, but she wasn't charged, or, you know, or children, but she wasn't charged with any of that. So I don't see why it would matter.
Yeah, but
the idea of it being sex is what's intriguing. So.
Right, but
I mean,
you know, I know
cares about her.
Right, but and that's part of the headlines, and they talk about the group.
Yeah.
And you know they call her the dangerous megalomaniac. I was like, okay.
What's a megalomaniac?
Apparently, a megalomaniac, you know, generally it's like the supervillains. They're megalomaniacs. They want to destroy the world, rule the world. Apparently, that's what she was trying to do by financing this cult, because apparently they had some property in LA where everybody would hang out, get their tattoos, and do their thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It must be more to the story than what they're saying, than if that's the case. I mean,
maybe if there's more to it,
all the information.
I'm guessing they have that information. I mean, if there was something major there, because I kept reading, I really was trying to find out, you know, because they're talking about the organization, and they're talking about how this secret society called DOS, which women become slaves to Rainier, and they said that he was found guilty of sex trafficking and labor conspiracy and racketeering. So it seems like they went to get her to get him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well,
I'm always curious, once again, to what makes you a cult. I'm just, because I think, I could say there are a lot of different institutions that are cults.
Yeah,
if we look at how weird they are, I don't know. I thought it was interesting. I'm always interested in how you name something, how you get designated something. For example, that just leads us right into our hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
So, hater of the week. And this was a tough one, because there was a couple haters. A Roman Catholic diocese in suburban New York filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy after being named in more than 200 sexual abuse lawsuits. St. Agnes Cathedral in Rockville Center, New York. They couldn't afford to litigate so many cases, so they said, you know what, we're going to go bankruptcy, and we're not going to pay that money to the people that we have wronged. Over 200 cases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we said it on this show. If there's two jobs that you can get that you can commit crimes and not have to answer for, one is the police department, and the other is Catholic priests. It's like,
mm-hmm.
If you want to kill people and get away with it, you can be a policeman. Or if you want to rape and molest, become a Catholic priest, because you will not be put in jail. You will be reassigned so that you can go to a new place and rape and pillage again. So, yes, they said they had become depleted after compensating about 320 survivors of clergy sexual abuse since 2017. As part of the independent reconciliation and compensation program. So after that, they're like, you know what? There's 200 more. We can't do it. Now, you would think, Miss F the N word, that they would just get rid of the people who are actually doing the bad stuff. I mean,
I mean, it's like you said, I don't understand how they get to keep just being transferred from place to place. I mean, okay, you give them a chance after the first incident. Okay, fine. Everybody deserves a second chance, but
do we
have 3, 4, 5?
Do we?
I mean, for certain things, listen, you're not letting me finish. For certain things, I would say no. But if this is what they're going to do, they're going to do it. So, whether you agree or not, then you give them only one chance. After that chance, then they're out. I mean, I don't understand that.
I don't understand.
Right. I think if you're a police officer and you had misconduct and you've been under investigation, this is your third precinct, or you've had to move to some small town, and this isn't the job for you. If you're a priest and you do it one time, I feel like really it's not the job for you to molest children.
Right.
I mean, it's not the job for you.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So you say second chances. I'm saying no, you got to go to jail and be rehabilitated or whatever. But you did the crime. You ruined somebody's life.
Yeah, and
so
I'm only saying second chances,
you gotta pay
because
for that.
They keep giving them 3, 4, and 5 chances. I'm only saying one chance.
Right.
I mean, they're giving them
right.
10 chances, so.
Well, I'm saying, no, you don't get reassigned. You go to jail. You go to jail. Then if you can pay your penance, right? Then you can come back after you done spent your time. We're going to watch you. You're not going to with the kids. But I'm just saying. You're going to go bankruptcy. See, that's some hate right there. We just ain't going to pay it. Just not going to pay it. That's it. Oh, and speaking of police officers, the officer Ryan McMahon, who fatally shot Rymel Foster in 2018 and joined the 5 other officers in killing Willie McCoy last year, he got fired.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now, if you don't know what Officer McMahon did, he killed Rymel Foster for riding a bicycle. Well, he attempted to stop Rymel Foster for riding a bicycle in an unsafe manner. That's why Rymel Foster died, because he was riding his bike in an unsafe manner. I don't know if he's like weaving in or out of on the freeway. That's the only way I can see you riding the bike in an unsafe manner. You know, but yeah, he killed him. And then Willie McCoy was the unfortunate young man that fell asleep in the Taco Bell. And they said that he reached for a handgun in his lap and they shot him 55 times.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, he got fired. He didn't go to jail. He got fired. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Now, you know, we were talking about the Catholic priests. Governor Gavin Newsom signs a bill to protect child actors from sexual harassment. So, apparently, child protection advocates, they hailed this new law as steps forward. So, Assembly Bill 3175 requires that the parent or legal guardian of a child actor ensure that sexual harassment training that's made available by the Department of Fair Employment and Housing be completed by the minor, accompanied by their parent or legal guardian, and that the parent or legal guardian certify to the labor commissioner that the training has been completed. Now,
okay.
What I thought was weird about that was the fact that the people who would hire the child actors aren't required to do the training. The child actor and the parent is required to do the training. I'm like, that's like in the school system. Instead of the teachers and other faculty having to do the sexual harassment training, you have the kids do it. Think it's kind of missing the point. Because sexual harassment protecting the child actors, you would think that the people who actually hire the child actors would be the ones who do the training. You would think. It kind of makes sense, right? I thought.
Yeah.
But apparently, nope. So if your kid wants to act, your kid has to sexual harassment training. That way they know not to harass the person that hires them. Don't do it. Makes sense, right?
That's not, huh? Yeah.
All right. Well, sounds like we got fireworks going on tonight. Yeah.
I had to take a pause there. I was like, oh,
yeah.
No. But all right, go ahead.
All right. So, yeah. There's just some stuff that just doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all. I thought that was one of them. And then, of course, we have Cole. So there was a guy who's a Cole tycoon, right? And he fought Obama's administration, you know, like you need to weaken the federal black lung and mining safety regulations. Because apparently protecting people from having black lungs and the safety of miners, not miners, but people who actually work in mines, that wasn't that important to this gentleman. Well, homie just filed for black lung benefits with the Department of Labor.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a dependence on an oxygen tank and describes himself as near death. And I'm like, so... You didn't want these benefits. You fought against them, but now it's kind of you. Hey, I'm gonna need these benefits. I thought it was interesting. In the past, he denied that his health problems were related to his work in the coal industry. Now, it is. Yep. Very, very interesting. I would say it make you wonder, but I don't even wonder no more. You know, it's like we always say everything's on the table in the apocalypse. This is why it's so scrumptious.
Well, everything makes me wonder. I'm constantly wondering. That's good. You don't have to wonder. You can turn it off.
Yeah. You know what?
When I grow up, I want to be like you.
Yeah. When I grow up, I want to be like him too. You know, I'm going to fight against something and then Soon as I get sick or whatnot, you know what? I'm needing benefits. Shout out to this dude that's now bankrupt, by the way. Company kind of went under because coal is a dying industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might have something to do with it also. Being bankrupt and not in hemorrhaging money might make you do some things. And so now this former rich guy wants people like you and I to pay his bills, give him the benefits.
Mm. Even though we have our own to pay, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't matter.
No, of course not.
Yeah. So I'm see, and I'm gonna say it's been very, very hard, Miss Efton, word, to not say negative things. I've tried to stay above board, and I'm there. I'm above the fray. I see cases like this, and our hater of the week, and it just, I don't know, makes me feel some kind of way. Makes me feel some kind of way. You know what? Probably need to go on break. So, this is Rhapsody. Iman.
Your word was more.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Rhapsody with Iman. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435.
347-826-7435. All right. So, remember, we were talking about our good news and how Michael Bloomberg, he donated $16 million to this nonprofit in Florida to help, you know, pay for felons to vote, right? So the people in Florida, they were like, yeah, it's a pay to vote system that you just created. They're complaining about it.
Oh, and he let all the felons, he paid all the restitution, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So, they were upset because, you know, Florida, you know, they passed that law. And then when homie gave that $16 million to the nonprofit, they're upset. They're saying that...
Well, yeah, because he decided to do something positive with his money.
Yeah, so they're investigating for giving to the...
So if he had decided to do that 2 years ago, would that have been okay? Is it because he's doing it during the election? I hate to throw this word out there, but is he a philanthropist anyway? A philanthropist?
Yeah. Well, you know, for them.
Okay. So,
when you work hard to suppress votes, and then you have somebody, one of them fancy Northerners, come on down here in the South, and try to change things. There's a natural order of how things are supposed to be, how they is. And so you fancy Northerners, you Yankees, coming down here to the South, trying to change things. You got to understand the natural order of things. You riling up our good fellas, making them feel like they got a voice.
Exactly.
So, yeah. All right. So that's pretty much what happened. So now
what is there to investigate?
Well, you know, the fact that he gave the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition that money. They're like, well, he's trying to control the votes. Now, I tongue in cheek joked about it, like, yeah, I got votes, and guess what? They gonna vote the way I want them to vote. You know, that was my conspiracy theory joke, right? But they're like, yeah, that's what's gonna happen, because they're estimating that over 750 people, 750,000 with felony convictions will be allowed to vote. So,
I mean, there's no way to tell.
Well, see, here's the thing. I remember being down in, we were in Long Beach for a comic book convention. And one of the people we had the opportunity to hang out with, as you meet all kinds of people at comic book conventions, was a guy who worked in politics. And he went through great lengths to show us how, yeah, we got y'all. We factor in everything to a T. There is no speculation in politics. They know shit to the fullest. Who's going to vote? Where the vote's going to come from? All of that. So there's a plus 5 or minus 5 percentage that they can work with them margins. Because they know, right? Now, you come down there and you put $16 million. And so now there's over 750,000 people who you don't know which way they're going to vote. Now they have the opportunity to be weaponized against you. Because remember, that's almost 1 million votes. They can effectively affect every electoral race in the state of Florida because they're wild cards. They weren't factored in. You don't have enough time to get to them to make them lean your way. And more than likely, once again, it's just human nature. The person that hooked you up, whatever way they're leaning, you're probably going to lean that way also.
Yeah, I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
Right. I mean, that ain't even scratching. You know, that's scratching. That's oiling and massaging. that's a whole spa treatment. When you talk about they have the opportunity to go all the way in on that. So, yeah, they're complaining down in Florida because we don't control it. We're trying to figure out how we're going to do that. Very interesting. Now I'm going to pay really, really close attention to Florida. Not that I don't already talk about Florida enough, but yeah, should be interesting what happens in Florida. And talking about Florida, we might as well go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, you know, we talk about police brutality, corruption in police, the improper treatment of people. A lot of times, people assume that it's something that's not universal in the whole world. Well, for example, Indian police rule out rape allegation in case of a Dalit woman whose death sparked protests. Sound familiar, right? Somebody's death sparked protests, and it's a police cover-up. So here's what happened. There was allegedly a gang rape murder that caused protest. And the police came out today and said that she had not been raped. And the suspects in the case remain in custody and still face murder charges. Okay? Now, what's important about this is she wasn't the first one. She's actually the second person who was gang raped by four men in the village of Uttar Pradesh State, which is near India Gate in New Delhi. So this is the second one. Now they're saying, yes, the first one was raped and murdered, but this second one, which happened in the same place, in the same way, nah, she wasn't raped. She was just murdered, and the family concurred, and they cremated the body. Now, here's the other part, and you may have heard of something like this happening, where they arrested the dudes last month in connection with the crimes, and they initially charged them with gang rape and attempt to murder. Then they cremated the body, and then they ruled out the rape. And then what they did was this. They conducted the thing, and then the family was granted a compensation of about $34,000 and a government job for a family member and a new house in the village. Now, we've heard of something like this happening before, right? Now, mind you, this is in India, right? But this is like the Breonna Taylor case, right? Because they give them the money before the trial is over. And in this case, they also gave a government job for a family member, and they gave them a new house, which I guess in India is, you know, we talk about comparing the economies, whatnot. It's a big deal. Big deal. But the people protest because in India, there's the caste system, which was officially abolished in 1950. And so basically, the people categorizes those people who are the Hindus at birth. That's their defining place in society. And doesn't matter what they do, you're in this category, and that's it. And you can't get out of it, because that's officially the caste system was abolished. But unofficially, it still exists. Now, I'm not going to say that reminds me of something here in the United States, but it kind of does. So, they're protesting police brutality and the murder of innocent people, because it happens again and again, and they're like, hey, that can't happen. And because the girls who were murdered were from a certain upbringing, their lives in where they are in society is meaningless. They're not that important.
Not if they were raped and murdered.
Yeah. Well, apparently that's what happens in that area. That's what happens in that area. So I thought that was interesting. Yeah. And familiar. Just seems familiar. Certain group of people, because they were born that way, they just automatically thought of as not important. And so their lives don't matter. Just something to put out there. And speaking of putting something out there, all right, so Bay Area on fire again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to say this. You know, climate change. Yeah, I'm a believer in climate change. I'm just not a big believer that these fires are caused by climate change. I honestly just think it's just straight up arson.
I would say so. I think the climate change makes it harder to fight the fires, though.
Right.
Yeah.
But as far as, well, it's really, really hot, so a fire started. No. I mean, I grew up in New Orleans. It's hotter than the devil's draws, the analogy, because he's in hell. It's hot in New Orleans. It's hot in New Orleans.
As Haiti.
Yes, we didn't have fires. We just didn't have fires. I didn't grow up with any fires, and I've never been in a place that was hotter than New Orleans. I just haven't. I've been to Phoenix. It was hot in Phoenix. I say yes, it was hot in Phoenix too, Arizona. But just on the regular, growing up in New Orleans and it being hot, just didn't have fires. Fires didn't just spark, because yeah, there's trees and there's brush and all that in New Orleans. And there are some places where it can get dry. But guess what? Still no fire. Now, we look at the circumstances. You see there's a lot of people who are hurting financially now. So, saw last week, there was a building on fire downtown Oakland. Wasn't climate change. Just one building just was on fire. Don't take the uneducated guess that somebody set it on fire had somebody set it on fire so they can get insurance money.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a guess in Sonoma County. There are some people who have lost a lot of money. And a lot of money due to the apocalypse. So, how do you get money when there's no money coming in? It gets burnt down, insurance. Because, like you said, it makes it harder because it's dry to stop the fires. But to start the fire, you need an accelerant. You need an accelerant. Somebody starting that fire. I'm just gonna believe that people are starting these fires, and they don't care about the consequences, cause it's the apocalypse. That's my belief. I will argue that one with anyone, cause I'm just.
Yeah.
I see too many fires. Way too many fires.
Yeah.
And they're everywhere. I'm like, Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, and while we're talking about fires, so they're talking about state officials are bracing for conflict after that awesome debate we had the other day. Stand back and stand by. Oh, the presidential debate. So, it's been all kinds. There was a guy in West Virginia, mail carrier, who he was tampering with the mail. In another place, there was Pennsylvania. They stole the computers, the laptops, the USB equipment for the voting. There was another place where in the polling center, they left it unlocked, and they found there's a few mailboxes that were left unlocked across the country. So it's almost like you could say either it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, or there's people who are out there like, let's make it look good. And so we get
to let's
that.
Make what he's saying come true. Yeah.
Right.
It's not a prophecy at all. He says this, they do it.
Yeah. So now we're going to be here. We're 1 month away. We're 1 month away. Homie said, because it's all kinds of sides being drawn right now. Homie said, I'm not going to accept whatever it is unless I win. Biden is like, look, I'll accept it. Right. Biden said, I'll accept it, but if he don't accept it, we gonna get the military and haul his ass out. The military chiefs
won't matter anyway.
Yeah, but no, the military chiefs came out and said, hey, look, we not in this. I don't care who says what. We're not coming into the cities. We're touching nobody. Y'all gonna have to figure that shit out. It's like four generals came out and said that.
How is he gonna stay? I'd like to see what his plan is for staying.
Hey, homie said, I'm not leaving. He said, and once again, he said what he wants. I'm not leaving. I'm even going to ask for a third term because I feel like I deserve it. He said that. So he's already put it out there what I'm going to do. Can you stop me? That's where he's at.
Well, it was just announced he has COVID, so maybe he'll change his mind.
they might have gave him COVID. Like, you know what?
He has rallies. He, you know, so whatever.
Yeah. So on that note, for Miss F the N Word, I'm Mr. Brown Sugar. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to keep talking with us, you can go to smoothdrama.com. Jump into the chat room. We'll continue the discussion there. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.